Okay, so questions for new girls, 2014 edition. I have made this before, but I lost it and I need a new one. I made one 2 years ago, I made one a year ago, I'm making one this year. So, questions for new girls, 2014, take 3. Where are you right now, and what are you wearing? I'm in my bedroom, in front of my desk, in front of my laptop. I'm wearing a black shirt, plain black shirt, and my panties. I'm not wearing a bra. I hate bras. I despise bras. I wish that bras never existed. Yeah. What brought you here at this time? What inspired you to record? I've been here for a long time, but what brought me here to the FSA? I've been a fan of the male audio threads, and I made friends with one of the, I'd say, big shot guys there, and he said, I have the voice to do the FSA, and I was all, sure, I'll do it, and I did it, and here I am. 2 years later. Have you ever posted an audio in here in which you've reached orgasm? If so, did it excite you to come for us, knowing we were listening? I have posted that a lot. That's usually what I do. That's what I prefer to do. And I mean, I love doing it as is. But knowing someone is listening on the other side just makes it all the more better. Even though they're not doing it live, knowing that someone will listen to it on the other side, like, even if they get off to it or not, just makes it a lot better. And when you look at the Chirpit listen count, it just makes it all the more better. So yeah. What are your kinks and turn-ons? Do you have a list? Oh gosh. Right off the bat, my biggest turn-on, my biggest fetish, kink, turn-on, voices. I cannot get enough of voices. And, I mean, anyone can have a deep voice, but I like the clear enunciation, I like the delivery, I like the tone. That's what I want to hear. I don't care much for accents. I know a lot of people like French accents and English accents, but you know, it doesn't matter if you can't understand them. So yeah, that's what I like. I like voices. Kinks. Turn-ons. I like guys in uniform. I like guys in suits. Don't know why. I love huskier guys. Tall, husky, hairy guys with facial hair. Oh yes. You know what else is missing? Just add in a flannel shirt, steel-toed boots, an axe, a cabin. Oh my gosh. That's the best thing ever. What else? I love spanking. I love it. I love pain. I love power play, which is like, okay, I can be a sub one day, and then if you put me on the edge, I will fucking dominate you. I will switch it up. So maybe that's one. There's a lot. I love bondage. I love public stuff. Public stuff is the best. For now, that's it. Unless you want me to record like a 20-minute recording. How often do you tend to masturbate, and what's your preferred method of masturbating? Describe your usual method as best as you can. I usually masturbate at least 4 times a day. 4 to 6 times a day is my average on a day-to-day basis when I'm busy. When I'm not busy, it can go up to 8 to 10 times a day. I'm sorry, that's not like the amount of times I masturbate. That's like the amount of times I orgasm, which can be like, you know, which can be... I masturbate at least 3 times a day then. At least 3 times a day. When I wake up, sometimes during the day, and before I go to sleep. What's my preferred method? Usually, I just put my hand down my nether regions, and I play with my clit. Because I usually do it in public, or when someone's around, or like, I usually have to be quiet all the time. And if I put my fingers in, it's gonna be really noisy, like, I'd be moaning loud, and you will hear, like, the squishy sounds. So, I just usually stick to playing with my clit. But if I'm alone, fingers in, fuck yeah, fingers in, brushes in, bring out all the belts, bring out the mint lube, bring it all out. Yeah. Most risky plays. I've masturbated to orgasm. I masturbate a lot in public. That's my thing. And everyone, well, not everyone knows that, but everyone in the FSA knows that. But what they don't know is the time that I masturbated in front of at least 100 high school students. I was a teenager. Like, a young teenager. I'd say, like, I was 14. I was 14 years old, and I was part of a group, an orchestra group, and we were trying to recruit more members. We were trying to recruit more people to join our symphony. So we went to a high school, and we got on a panel. So we talked about what we do in the symphony, why it's great, and all that. And the guest speaker was like this guy, this foreign guy who had like the best Russian accent. It's like he spoke clear, there was an accent, and his voice was low, and I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. And I got really horny. That's another thing with me, I have no self-control. I have to do it there. So I was on a panel behind a desk, and I fingered myself, in front of at least 100 high school students, and I came. I mean, no one noticed, because by that time I was already a master at doing that. So yeah. Have you ever masturbated for anyone else other than on the FSA? If so, tell us about it. I have done that a lot on Skype. Usually it's just me on voice or me on cam, me on voice or on cam, and we go, yeah, oh yeah. We talk for a while, and then things get all raunchy, and yeah, words are said, clothes are thrown off, and things squared out. Pretty much. Wow, this is a long recording. 10 minutes? Shit, I know no one will listen to this. So yeah. What's your favorite way to be fucked? Softly. Do you like it a little rough, being held down and used? Yeah, I love that. I love pain, I love being pinned down and being used, but for the most part, I'm actually a softie, and that's something, like, most people don't know about me. I'm a softie. Are you a dom, sub, or switch? I'm a switch. Switch, switch, switch. Have you ever had a sexual experience with another girl? I have not. very, very straight. Yeah. Do you use a toy when you masturbate? I do, kind of. I use a butt plug, but since I don't have that anymore, I use a hairbrush handle. I had a dildo before, but I also don't have that anymore. So yeah. Have you ever had sex with more than one person at a time? I have not. I'm pretty vanilla when it comes to bed. I mean, pretty vanilla, and then there's times that I don't do vanilla shit. Can you remember what it was that inspired you to come the last time you masturbated? Oh, wow. I was with my fat buddy. Yeah. I have a fat buddy, and it's awesome. I think he's really cute. He's really handsome, and he has the most amazing voice, and he can talk about programming, and I can come. Honestly, yeah. He has talked about programming, and I have came a lot of times from that. Do you go for multiple orgasms, or usually just one? I opt for multiple orgasms most of the time, just because one orgasm, like one big orgasm, is way too much. Like, a squirting orgasm, damn, it requires a lot of pre-masturbation simulation, and I'm really, really, really loud, and I rarely have that privacy, so I usually opt for multiple. If you were to record a script, what kind of subject matter would appeal to you? I like dom scripts. I like sweet scripts. I like sub scripts. I love lots of scripts. I just tend to stay away from extreme fetish scripts. Are you able to improvise scenes? I have done that. I have a couple of recordings of that. My cheating scripts are one, and the Friday Night Humiliation one. It was based on script, but it was mostly improv. Please choose Ava crew name. And I'm gonna stick to Azula. Yeah.